Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
Good.
Come on, this way so I can see you. Okay? Come on this way so I can see you. You know, if I was your age, I'd be tempted to sit there too. Yeah, that's exactly where I'd have gone. But yeah, it's probably better if you're in front. I got a question for you. At the end of the day, first of all, how many of you go to school? How many of you go to school at home? There you go. I knew that. At the end of the day, when you're done with all your schoolwork, and you're done with the things that your parents might have you do around the house. You know, every now and then parents ask you to clean up something, right? When you're done with all that, do you like to watch a little TV? Mm-hmm. You have a favorite show? You don't have a favorite show? You just like a bunch of them, huh? Yeah? Okay. Well, that's cool. You know, and so before supper time, you usually watch a little bit of TV, right? In the evening, when your parents start to watch TV. How many of your parents watch the news? Think about it, huh? Yeah. Is the news one of your favorite shows? No. You know, when I was your age, there was a sound that I used to, especially on Sunday evening, there was a sound that I used to dread hearing. And it started at 7 o'clock. Every night, maybe it was 6 o'clock, but I remember it. I remember it. It was a stopwatch going tick, 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 and that meant there was a certain show coming on. And all those people out there that are my age, they already, even some that are younger, y'all know what show that is, don't you? What show is that? 60 Minutes. You know how long the show 60 Minutes lasts? Forever. When you're a little kid and you have all these plans of watching this show or that show, and then you hear that little tick, 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 and you look at the TV and they got a stopwatch, and it's like that thing's never going to get around. It lasts forever. And you know what the show 60 Minutes is for? Do you know what that's for?
Yes.
It has two purposes. To make kids wish they hurry up, get over with. That's the first purpose. Second purpose is to tell people the news of the day, things that are going on in the world. Okay, and we need to know the news. You know, before 60 Minutes comes on, you have the local news, and then after that, you have the national evening news or the world news, whatever they call it, and then you have 60 Minutes. So you really get 2 hours of forever news. All right, and you know, by the time your show comes on and your parents are done watching all that news, you're probably sleeping, or wish you were anyway. How do you think people get the news besides watching it on TV? How do you think people get the news? Huh?
Outside.
Yeah. How about newspapers? How about books? Magazines? Internet? All those different things. Think people get the news off of that?
No.
No? I think they do. They get the news all around. Okay? There's another way people get the news, and that's by folks talking about it, right? Yeah, sharing the news together. Okay? You know what? You all have news to share, believe it or not. You have news so important to the world that you need to share it. Do you know what that news is? Yeah, Cora, what is that?
It's about God.
It's about God. Specifically, the good news about Jesus Christ, right? Here we are in the first Sunday of Lent, and in Lent we think about, seriously, a lot, we think about the good news of Jesus Christ. Because here in Lent, especially during Lent, we think about how much we need a Savior. And Jesus is that Savior, right? So how are people going to find out about Jesus? If they don't come to church or they don't see church on TV or whatever, how are people going to find out about Jesus?
You have to tell them.
You have to tell them. Yeah. Do you think that'd be a good thing for you to do this week? Practice telling them? Okay. Well, let's do that this week, okay? I want you to be able to tell at least one or two people this week about Jesus, right? And that shouldn't be too tough. You got people in your family you can talk about Jesus with, right? Probably got people right here in church with you that you can talk about Jesus with. And that's good practice. Talk about your parents, with your grandparents, your aunts, your uncles, your sisters, your brothers, your cousins. Talk about the people, you know, talk with the people you know. Talk to them about Jesus. And then when you get comfortable talking about Jesus, then you can begin to tell other people. And all of a sudden, soon, the whole world knows the good news about Jesus, that he died for our sins. And because he died for our sins, we're forgiven people. Okay? Let's pray. Let's ask God's help on that one. All right? Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, the news that we all need to hear is that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to save us from sin. Help us to tell others, give us a strong voice, and give us confidence in the words that we say, so that the whole world might know the good news of your Son, Jesus. It's in his name that we pray. And all the children said, Amen.